You are now listening to The Social Scene with your host, Jay-Z.
Today, the show is brought to you by polishedandbubbly.blogspot.com. Welcome back to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. Today, I have such an inspiring guest on the line, Adriana Miucci, who is a animal advocate, rescue volunteer, educator of the PAWS Act, and a freelance writer. Hi, Adriana. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I'm so excited to have you. I'm such a pet advocate myself. So, you know, I'm really excited for you to inspire not only myself, but all my guests that are tuning in on the PAWS Act and a little bit about you. So let's talk about, you know, being an educator for the PAWS Act for our audience. Now, what is the PAWS Act?
So the PAWS Act is a bipartisan bill that is before Congress. It stands for the Pet and Women Safety Act. It's H.R. 1258. It is such an important bill because it will seek to fund resources for domestic violence victims and their pets so that they have a place to flee to when they're running from their abusers. Many women stay behind in very dangerous situations with their batterers because they are scared to leave their pet behind. And most shelters are not equipped to deal with animals on site. So these poor women remain in these highly dangerous situations because of the love of their pets. Many abusers will threaten pets. They'll be threatened to maim, torture, and kill if women or children leave the home.
That's crazy.
Yes, it's really sad. And as we're speaking, women are being brutalized this very minute for this very reason. And in this day and age, in this country, no one should have to go through that.
Yeah, I agree. So why do you think the abusers harm the family pet?
The main reason is they know that the women and children love the pets so much. Pets have become so much a part of families. And the abusers can now threaten to kill a pet if the women and children even mention that they will leave the perpetrator or leave the house or seek domestic violence shelter. And a lot of them make good on their threats. A lot of them actually have injured pets in front of family members to drive this message home. So it's all about domination and control.
Wow. It's crazy how intense it is, especially because an animal can't speak back. Like, it's so hard for them to stick up for themselves. It's like, this is like devastating. I know. So I think it's so great that you're doing this. So of course, you know, I'm sure our audience wants to know what involved you to and inspired you to get involved in this cause. And being a pet advocate yourself, you have pets at home. So give us a little background on you, Adriana.
Yeah, well, I studied social work and psychology. Many of my friends went into the psychology field, in particular into the domestic violence field. Many of my friends came from highly abusive homes where this type of thing was going on, and I always remember their pets looked so downtrodden and forlorn and bewildered, and I always wondered in my mind what was happening to the pets because I knew the family members were being abused. So that always piques my interest.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
It really, really is. Yeah. And I also have two rescue dogs now, and one of them came from such a tough background of neglect, and he's thriving now. But I see so many issues of the abuse he faced. Like if you go to feed him, he'll run away. If you show him a toy, he may run away. I mean, these are all signs of being abused.
Aww. So, you know, for listeners who have, you know, pets or looking for pets, what advice do you give them, you know, if you decide to take in a pet that had been neglected? How do you deal with that?
Most of them are so thankful for your love. They make outstanding pets, and they do come around with love and nurturing. So never be afraid to adopt, and you're doing such a wonderful thing, and the bond that you have with these rescue pets is just enormous. It's absolutely enormous, and my little guy is coming around just great, and I'm so happy to spoil him and provide him with a wonderful life.
That's awesome. So where do you, are there specific places that the PAWS Act will take place, or is it, do you want to make it a national thing? Just give us a little background, too, on what goals you have for it.
Yeah, I want to educate. I want to get the word out. So many people don't even know this type of abuse exists. So many people don't know what the PAWS Act is. The PAWS Act will be on a federal level if it is passed into law. That would be across the United States. This will be made into a law. Right now, there are many states who are including pets in restraining orders. So if a woman decides to take a restraining order out on her abuser, husband, spouse, boyfriend, that also can include a pet. So that would prevent the abuser from going near the pet or harming the pet, and there'd be stiff penalty if that was, not followed. So we are making progress, but there's much work to be done.
You're based out of New Jersey, right?
Yes, I'm in northern New Jersey, Bergen County.
Awesome. So when did this PAWS Act campaign come together officially, the starting phases of this?
It began like in 2014. It was introduced into Congress in 2015. It still remains there, and I don't know about much movement on it, but we're all hoping. I talked to many people who work in domestic violence shelters, and women call up every day screaming, please, I need a place to go. I have to leave now. I can't leave my pet behind. Please, won't you take us? And they're being turned away.
That's so upsetting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So this has to pass. We are all rooting for this. This is major, major, and this is going to be life-changing for people.
Absolutely. Now, how can people participate in the campaign? What can audience members do to get involved?
The best thing you can do is call, write, email, or tweet your representative of your state. You can Google it, or you can go to the Maine Society of the United States site and look up your representative. Put a call in and ask for the PAWS Act to be passed. Ask your representatives in Congress. Also, if you have resources, you can get to work right in your own backyard, making a safe haven for women and pets to have a place to go. I know there's some women in my area who are opening up a shelter just for this cause. They're accepting pets where women have to flee at a moment's notice, and they're taking the pets into their own homes for the women, or fostering them until they can get back on their feet and reclaim their animals.
That's so great, though, that people are now starting to do that.
Yeah,
it's crazy what an epidemic this is becoming. It's crazy.
It really is. I was really shocked when I started studying this, that it is so huge.
Now, tell us, of course, now, our audience members would love to get to know you as a person. So tell us about your background. Where do you freelance, right? Where did you grow? Well, so you're from New Jersey, right? Originally?
Yeah, my early years, I grew up in Brooklyn, and then we moved to Millburn, New Jersey. And basically, throughout my adult life, I've lived in Bergen County. And I've written for newspapers, magazines, educational journals. I worked in the publishing industry for a while, and right now I'm working for Millennial Magazine. I'm writing for them on issues that affect millennials, and that's very interesting. And I also write on proper pet parenting and animal welfare and advocacy.
That's so fun. So you really have such a variety to talk about with your background.
Yeah, there's so many things I'm interested in, and I'm really interested in changing laws and lobbying. I also hope to lobby in Washington for a campaign that would make it more accessible for people to rent with companion animals, because right now it's so difficult for people who want to rent to have a dog or a cat. It's so restrictive, and it's kind of an archaic rule. So that's another thing I would like to be lobbying for. I would love to appear on TV about the PAWS Act, just to get more of an audience to understand what is going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And then regarding, you know, the PAWS Act in general, so is there a website for it at all that people could sign up and sign the document or?
Mm-hmm. There's many petitions on Petition Hub, You Sign Animals. If you just Google the PAWS Act, you'll find a lot of information about it. You'll find ways where you can sign petitions. I also have a Facebook site, The Forgotten Victims of Domestic Violence. You can visit there. There's lots of information. And I also have a YouTube video, Forgotten Victims of Domestic Violence, that explains even more. So there's so much information out there, and I would love it if people got involved and we could really, really help these women and send a strong message to abusers that you can no longer get away with this.
Yeah, that's so true. And I think it's so great that you're educating so many people on this, because it's not told enough. It's really
right.
Not.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I think it's so wonderful that you're doing that. So, of course, you know, we want to tell our audience members how they can follow you and, you know, ask you any questions, see if you can participate in anything they're working on. So give us a little background of how people can follow you, Adriana.
If you would go on the Facebook site, The Forgotten Victims of Domestic Violence, please drop me a line, message me. I'm also on Facebook. You can message me there, friend me there. And that's about the best way to reach me.
Okay, great. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on today and educating our amazing audience and to stop this epidemic. It's time to put an end to it.
Thank you so much for having me. I totally appreciate it for all the victims out there and the animals. And you're fantastic.
Oh, thank you so much, Adriana. And everybody, please help stop this cause. It needs to end. And definitely reach out to Adriana. She's awesome, and she can help you with any questions you have. And I want to thank everybody so much for tuning in to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. And stay tuned till next time. Today, the show is brought to you by Be Who You Are Magazine and Connect Pay. Next on The Social Scene, we have an inspiring founder of ConnectPay, Joel N. Usher, who's going to inform us all about how important it is to connect and network. Stay tuned till next time.
Hashtag get seen on The Social Scene with Jay-Z today. Contact us at www.jzsocialenterprises.com.